And now to continue our story. The Snake Lofgren gang made Mike Murphy, the engineer of the westbound train, a prisoner. Then offered him a choice between the death of the girl he loved and the wrecking of the eastbound train. Tonto, who had followed the outlaws to their camp, was discovered and captured. In the meantime, the Lone Ranger had gone to the home of the girl's father, Sam Calkins, the telegraph operator, where he waited for Tonto's return.
He should have been here long before this, unless...
Where is he? If he's coming here, why don't he come?
We don't know how far he had to go to reach Snake's camp.
But time is passing. Another couple of hours and it'll be too late.
Wait. It's Tonto's horse.
Where's the man who went to the outlaws' camp?
I don't know. Steady there, white fellow. Here's Silver. But I'm going to find out. All right, white fellow. Show us the way.
But wait. What about my daughter? What about Betty?
First we must find Tonto. Get up, white fellow. Follow him, Silver. Come on, boy. Hi-yo, Silver!
Tonto's horse led the way to the forest, while the Lone Ranger followed cautiously. He knew that the appearance of Whitefellow without his master meant that Tonto had been injured or captured. In the outlaws' camp, Tonto was stolidly facing Snake Lofgren.
Now, Mears, hand me that bullwhip.
Here you are, Snake.
Injun, you gonna tell me what you was here for and who you're reporting to? Or have the living daylights beat out of you?
Me not talk.
No? We'll see about that.
We better go over and shut the engineer's mouth, huh, Snake?
Yeah, maybe we had. After we open the engines. Mike can't hear us way over here.
Go on, boss. Use the whip on the engine.
What are you grinning about?
You not hit me.
No?
Snake, what's he so doggone amused about? He's looking over there at Mike Murphy. Hey, look there! Who's that?
Come on, Silver!
Mask!
Captain Silver!
Hey, look over there!
Shoot! Shoot!
Look out! You're shooting our own men.
Hey,
Silver, closely followed by Whitefellow, charged into the outlaws like a furious demon. The Lone Ranger, using his guns as clubs, fought his way to Tonto's side. Then, whipping out a knife, he slashed the ropes that bound his friend.
Get on your horse, Tonto.
Help me. Me ready. What about my feller?
Leave him here.
Don't let him get loose.
Shoot him.
Hail get away, Whitefellow.
This way, Tonto. We're clear of them now.
Me see you talk to Mike Murphy on the other side of camp.
Yes, Tonto. I told him what to do.
Me afraid outlaw kill girl.
That's what I want to check on. Tonto, did you learn anything while you were with them?
Them fellas got girl's horn.
Yes?
Got fancy ripping.
And Mike's convinced they have the girl a captive?
That's right.
And now we can slow down. Tonto, I have an idea that I want to test.
What's that?
I spent a long time with Jim Calkins. There's no way those outlaws could know about the gold.
But them know?
Yes. And the railroad men are the only ones who could have told them. The outlaws even know just where the eastbound train will be at a given time.
What we do? We're hunt for girl.
She wasn't in the camp, was she?
No, we're not there.
I told Mike Murphy just what to do. I think he trusted me.
What him do?
He's going to accept the outlaws' terms and agree to take the westbound train out in the morning at 6 o'clock.
Him make wreck?
No, Tonto. I don't think there'll be any wreck. If I can prove just one point, we'll be able to send the lawman to capture the Lofgren gang.
What that point?
You'll learn all about it very soon. Come on, Silver! The outlaws scattered and searched desperately for the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Meanwhile, the eastbound train thundered on. As the discouraged outlaws returned to their camp, Snake Lofgren spoke to them angrily.
What sort of gunman are you, anyhow?
We done all we could, Snake.
You didn't get either of them two.
Ain't our fault. We sure scoured the woods. I don't know how in heck them two could get away so fast.
We kept after them for a time. We didn't have a chance of catching up to them. It don't matter much, though, does it, Snake?
What do you mean?
Well, they didn't get to learn nothing important.
The engine knows we're going to stop that eastbound train, don't he?
What can he do about it?
That remains to be seen. Mears, I'm done with fooling around. Fetch me the lash. I'll try it on the engineer.
Ain't he made his mind up yet?
No.
Here's the whip, Snake.
Good. There. How do you like the sound of that, Murphy?
Lashing me won't help.
It's getting close to time for you to take that train out. Are you going to do it or not?
Where is me girl?
You won't find her till you do what I want. Are you going to do it or ain't you?
The girl's life depended on me. Seems like you have no choice left.
And you'll take a train out?
What else is there for me to do?
Good.
I thought you'd come around to my way of thinking.
But you'd better be taking the ropes off me hands or I won't be able to handle no throttle.
How long will it take to get the steam up, get the train ready to move?
What time is it now?
Around 5.
If you better be starting right away. I'll have to get me fireman.
Oh, no, you don't. Me and Mears will go along to feed the boilers.
Sure, but I don't need only one of
you. Mears will be the one. I'll keep a gun on you so you don't try no tricks.
You don't take no chances, do you, Snake Face?
Cut his ropes. Three of you keep guns level on him. I ain't gonna have nothing go wrong at the last minute.
I'm watching him.
When'll I get to see me girl?
After the wreck, when you come back here.
I'd be willing to give odds that you double-cross me when I do what you want. Only there ain't no choice for me. I can tell that the likes of you won't leave Betty alive if I don't do what you say.
Come on. We'll head for the side and where the train is.
Bring your horses and everything you own. You won't be needing the camp.
Sometime later, the heavy westbound train was ready to move. Switches had been thrown to clear the track, and Mears shoveled coal into the firebox. The engineer held a steady hand on the throttle, while Snake stood close beside him.
All right, get going now.
Sure, and that's what I'm doing. Go on, Mears, keep feeding that fire.
Faster. I want to be as far west as possible when we meet the other one. Get to that bend if you can.
That crook ain't so good at shoveling. We don't keep enough fire there. We can't go very fast.
Don't bluff me.
I ain't. We'll do the best we can.
Shovel harder, Mears. Open up that throttle, Murphy. Remember, the girl ain't safe yet.
The train went roaring westward toward the approaching eastbound train. In the meantime, the Lone Ranger raced over to Sam Calkins' home, leaped to the ground, and burst through the door.
Calkins! Calkins!
Where is she? Where's Betty? Have you found her?
No, but Mike is taking the train west.
What?
Come with me. There's just one chance in the world to prevent that crash.
We can't stop
the
it.
The telegraph.
But...
Come on, it's not far to the station. You can wire the western point and have the eastbound train stopped.
But there wouldn't be a chance to stop it. It'll be too late.
Come, you'll ride my horse with me.
Hey, stop dragging me.
Get up over there.
All right. All right. But I tell you...
Come on, Silver!
There isn't a chance of stopping that train now.
Don't you even want to try?
Yeah, sure. But Betty, my daughter...
Come on, Silver!
Not so fast!
Here we are. Now get into that office and contact the Western operator. Oh, oh, Silver! Oh, boy!
I tell you, there ain't no use.
Inside... There's your key. Use it.
But I...
Hawkins.
All right, stranger. I'll try and reach him.
Ask if the eastbound train has passed that point yet.
That's what I'm doing.
I'll go outside and tighten the cinch on my saddle. Call me when you get your answer.
All right. All right, stranger.
Now, Silver, we'll see if we were right in what we figured. I hope he doesn't keep us here too long. Tyler will have a hard ride as it is.
Hey, mister.
Did you get an answer?
Yeah. The train's already past that station. There ain't no way to stop it.
You crook.
What's the matter? What do you mean?
You mean to say you had a message from the west?
Yeah, sure.
How? Look at your wires. They've been cut.
What?
No message could go to the west or come from there. Hawkins, you don't want that train saved.
It's a frame-up.
It's a rotten scheme that you're working with the Lofgren gang. You took advantage of your friend Mike Murphy's love for your daughter. You're the one who told Lofgren about that gold. You're the one who planned the whole thing.
No, wait. Listen.
And you know where your daughter is? Tell me.
Let go of me.
Talk. Where's Betty?
Stop shaking me.
Where is she?
At Grantsville. I gave their mothers her horse. Yeah. She rid another horse. Let me go.
Yeah. I suspected you when we talked last night. And Mike Murphy helped prove you a crook.
If you're here when the law comes, you'll get what Lofgren and his gang will get. Hi-yo, Silver!
Riding like the wind, the masked man reached the top of a hill where brushwood was piled and waiting. He set the fuel on fire and clouds of smoke billowed to the sky. Far to the west, Tonto, waiting for the signal, saw the pillar of smoke.
That signal, white fella. Now we ride. Get him up, white fella.
Tonto had already brought a group of lawmen to the scene. A few quick words and the hard-riding men led by Tonto sent their mounts thundering along the rails. Meanwhile, in the cab of the engine, Snake was urging Mike to put on more speed.
I tell you, Snake Face, this is the best we can do. That critter don't keep enough steam up.
Shovel harder, Mears. Shovel harder.
You shovel for a time. I'm all in.
I gotta keep this critter covered. We gotta make more speed than this.
What's that coming after us? The saints be praised.
That engine.
Come
in. No, you sparking.
Get going faster.
Not on your chin tight. We're stopping here.
And go on or I shoot.
No, you.
Good shooting there, Sheriff.
Wait, I surrender. You are all right?
You bet I'm all right, Injun. What about the girl?
Her safe. Last friend send message. Girl's father in scheme.
Yeah?
The Injun explained everything to me, Murphy. The girl is safe. So you can put the engine in reverse and get back to the side.
That I will. Hide aboard. Put your horses in the second car, and then we'll show these spalpeens that this engine can go a lot faster in reverse than she done heading west.
Come on there, Silver, old fellow. Punch out those great legs of yours. Tunnel's waiting.